You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, we're going to talk about if you have what it takes to quit your job. So if you are stuck at a 9-to-5 you're not passionate about, this is the post for you. I'm going to mention 4 points. If you can say yes to all 4 of them, then yes, you are ready to move on to bigger and better things. But before we get started, please share this podcast with friends, family members, anybody that you know may be struggling with these points. And most importantly, make sure to subscribe to the podcast because I release an episode every single day, 7 days a week. So if there is one podcast that you can subscribe to, this is it. Point number one, you are more productive when unsupervised. Guys, there's so many people that need someone beside them to tell them what to do day in and day out, every single hour of the day. And for those people, a full-time job in an office is the perfect situation because, there you go, they don't really have to do anything unless they're told to do so. Whereas if you are the complete opposite, like I am, that if someone is right beside me telling me what to do at all times, it stresses me out, it makes me feel like I am not living life to the fullest, then you may want to start your own business, or maybe if you already have one, this is the time to quit your job and focus 100% on scaling your own business. If you're more productive when unsupervised, this is the perfect opportunity to show your family, your friends, the world around you that you are ready to scale a business and to be the one that supervises your staff, your team, all right? Point number two, you have a crystal clear vision of the future. Now, as an entrepreneur, you have to understand that you cannot go where you haven't planned yet. I'm going to repeat this because this is very, very important. I know a ton of people, including my one-on-one coaching clients, spending hundreds of dollars an hour to talk to me and trying to figure out what their next steps are going to be. And again, they have no plan or vision of the future. I need you to understand that as an entrepreneur, you need to first imagine the future, then make it crystal clear with visualizations and with planning, and then you start executing on those plans and those visions and you make them a reality. But you cannot just stumble into success if you haven't planned that already. So make sure to have a crystal clear vision of the future before quitting your job, because if you quit your job and you don't have a vision for the future, you're definitely going to be very, very stressed out because, again, you have no idea where you're going. Point number three, you are laser focused on one project that you want to scale. Again, this is very, very important because I know a lot of people that like to do several things. Guys, I am a musician by trade. Really, I started making music before I even knew about business. So when I quit my full-time job, though, I was not like, hey, I want to scale my business and I'm also trying to get a record sign and I'm also doing something else. It's like you have to pick the one thing. There's a book called The One Thing. You need to pick the one thing you want to scale and put all your eggs in that basket and make sure that that basket doesn't break, okay? It doesn't fall. Again, if in this case, we're talking about business. If you quit your full-time job, you might as well go all in 18-hour days if you need to just on that one project so that you make sure that it scales. Once it's scaled, once you have created that system, all right, where you can remove yourself from the system and the system is still running on its own, that's when you can pick up your other passions, maybe again, music, cooking, whatever that is, but make sure to be obsessed with that one thing until it grows to being self-sustaining. Right? Point number four, you understand that you will have to work like hell. All right? I know some people tell me, De Niro, I need to quit my full-time job because it's too stressful and I want to create my own schedule. While that's true in the long run, again, once you have created this system that is self-sustaining, then you can remove yourself and create your own schedule. Well, that's true in the long run. In the short run, running your own business is a lot more work than working 9 to 5. Think about this. Right now, it's 7 a.m. and I am recording this episode, and this is not the first thing that I've done today for my business, right? So I started probably about 6:15, and I'm not planning on quitting, you know, my day until probably 11 p.m. All right, it's, of course, I'm going to have a couple of breaks here and there. I'm going to have some food. I'm going to walk around for a bit, you know, go for a run, whatever it is. But then back to the business, guys. Until my business grows to be the size that I want it to be, I'm not going to stop working like this. So if these 4 points resonate with you and you're ready to take your life, your business to the next level, then quit your job. You're ready to do so. Until next time, up your game.